These days, Americans in China do business, study, work, and raise families. But there are many corners of Chinese society that foreigners have yet to fully experience. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has the story of one American woman who has gone on a Chinese-style quest for justice. She has become a petitioner on behalf of her fiancé.
In ancient China, petitioning the government could be a nasty business. Petitioners could spend years appealing to higher authorities to overturn a local government decision, but it seldom worked, and the authorities could interrogate petitioners using torture. The institution of petitioning has survived into the present day, almost as feudal and futile as before. So many modern Chinese petitioners do an abrupt double take when they see Julie Harms. Harms is a tall, blonde Texan and a graduate of Harvard University. She stands out among the petitioners in line at the Police Ministry Complaints Office, tucked away in a downtown alleyway. Many fellow petitioners praise her fluent Mandarin. Others seek her help, but she insists that she's just as helpless as they are. A policewoman recognizes Harms from previous visits and brings her to the front of the line.
The female officer who was just here said that if we don't mind waiting for a little while, that there's a lingdao, a leader inside who will officially hear my case, I guess.
Harms goes past guards and metal detectors and into a starkly lit waiting room where she fills out forms. She's appealing the case of her Chinese fiancé, who was arrested on charges of trespassing on his neighbor's property and faces 3 years in jail if convicted. Finally, she's brought past a metal gate and through a courtyard to meet with case officers. In an inner office, Harm speaks with a policewoman familiar with her case. The officer points out that Harm's fiancé's family has a long-running feud with neighbors in which both sides bear some responsibility. After about 50 minutes, the policewoman concludes with a standard official line, "Please trust China's authorities to handle your case fairly." Harm's purses her lips and glances down at her Chinese law books with a quiet look that says, "I'm not buying this." Harms met her fiancé in eastern Anhui province in 1998 while she was majoring in East Asian studies at Harvard. In 2007, her fiancé got into a fight with a neighbor. Liu Jiali, the chief of the fiancé's village, explains what happened next.
The neighbor was put in jail for beating up the fiancé, but the neighbor demanded that the fiancé be arrested. The fiancé was the victim in this. Why should he have been arrested?
Harm says there were many flaws in the handling of her fiancé's case. One was that the local authorities demanded a bribe in a message passed to her fiancé's lawyer. The gist of the message was this.
If you fulfill these conditions, get him to admit guilt, get him to pay, then we will give him a 3-month sentence and this whole matter will be concluded.
Harm's fiancé refused the demand. In ancient China, petitioners would try to get officials' attention by intercepting the sedan chairs in which they were carried. Harms tried to get a letter to President Obama on his visit here last month. But local police detained her as she waited for the president's motorcade outside the American embassy.
I simply wrote a short one-page letter to him, expressing my support for his concern about universal rights, and then very simply explaining why this issue was important to me.
Some legal experts say that the petitioning system is incompatible with the rule of law and should be abolished. Beijing University of Technology Professor Hu Xingdou says that petitioning resolves very few cases, but
it may still have a symbolic use. It's to show that there's still some place to which you can appeal an injustice. It gives people a glimmer of hope.
Julie Harm's stint as a petitioner seems like the ultimate insider's experience in China. It's certainly hard to imagine other foreigners with grievances here following her example. Her petitioning also appears to have given her fiancé's case a higher profile. But of course, that doesn't mean it will get him justice. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.